You know, Hunter went in there in a very difficult situation and did commendably well. Made some throws. A couple drops would have had even a better game. So it was a good all-around night. We stayed healthy. The one issue we had was Tyrod. Looks like a shoulder bruise. It's his left shoulder. We'll see how serious it is tomorrow, but it doesn't right now appear to be real serious.
Do you think it affects at all the decision about
You know, like I've been saying all along, it just depends on who's out there. That's what affects the decision more than anything. I think Tyrod, if we find out he can't play next week, which I don't anticipate, then it does affect him. If he can play next week, then it just depends on who's out there. Yeah, you know, I tell you what, Jason Phillips just played outstanding. You know, really stepped up, was all over the field making tackles. Shockey played really well. You know, Shockey's been up and down in camp from a understanding the defense discipline standpoint, got out during the game and made a lot of right decisions, so that was good to see. Well, Purnell's made the team, yeah, I think we all know that. Oh. Well, you know what, we'll take a look. The more of those you can get, the more of those, that'd be just fine. You know, there'll be fumbles eventually, right?
What was the ultimate decision in not starting the offense, you know, a lot of talk about the offensive line. Right. What would go?
Well, you know, it really went down to the wire, and as late as last night, I think I finally decided to go this way because I thought there was merit in playing those guys. In the end, we're going to have a heavy practice tomorrow with those guys. We had two really good practices with them this week, and I just felt like the risk outweighed the benefit for this game. Well, it was, because there were some question marks, and that's what you want to see. There are some guys, and Ozzie's walking out right there. There he goes right there. So sure, we'll have some conversations real soon. You know? And that's what this game is for. You know, it was an opportunity to see those guys under live fire, and it really is probably the most important thing. You add it to the, you know, the weight of the whole camp, but there'll be some decisions probably made based on this game.
And we talked a little bit about, you said the defense played well the entire game, but they're starting for this first series.
Right. Well, I'm sure that, you know, their goal was, you know, obviously Matt Ryan wasn't in, Roddy White wasn't in, but the rest of them were in there, and their goal was to take the ball down the field a couple times and score and get to work with the first offensive line with the second quarterback, and I thought our defense did a nice job of putting a crimp in those plans, and they stepped up, mostly our second defense, a couple starters, young starters were out there, did a nice job.
On the play where Jason got the interception, how much he caused the interception?
Well, Jimmy was physical the whole night. I don't know if I'm picturing exactly what happened on that with you right now, but I thought Jimmy played well. You know, and it wasn't just on defense. He had a couple, stepped up, made a couple hits on defense, a couple solid tackles, which is good to see. We knew he was that kind of a player. But the hidden part of it was special teams. He played a lot of special teams tonight and played the gunner, played the vice, and did a nice job with that as well. So he had a good all-around night.
Laquan Williams also had a couple special teams playing tonight.
Right, Stan. Laquan, we were hoping, because he missed a couple tackles last week, came down and made a couple plays. That was good to see. You know, that's the growth of a young player. And then the punt return. And another punt return for us. So another good night for a young guy.
All right.
Okay, great. Thank you.